Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 16th week in ordinary time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor, and she lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is, "To Anyone Who Has, More Will Be Given."
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he or she will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he or she has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted. And I will heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people have longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." This is the word of God. My brothers and sisters, some years ago, I was witnessing a struggle between a couple who were each on a different page in their relationship. The woman was doing everything she could to explain her feelings to her husband, but he was either unable or unwilling to understand her complaint. Finally, she stared at him and said in a loud voice, "You just don't get it." I suspect we all have had similar moments. Frustration bubbles up when we feel unable to get anywhere with a situation. Or we also may have closed ourselves off when confronted with something we did not want to hear or were not ready to hear. Today's gospel finds Jesus in a similar situation. The disciples wonder why Jesus uses stories to teach. His response to them touches upon some important details. Stories, or parables, create readiness to hear the message. Where there may be no receptivity to the word, it is possible that stories will open the hearts of the listeners and invite them to reflect upon the truths and graces they contain. Others are simply not open to hear or to see. Hardened and wounded hearts are unwilling to allow the Word of God to find its way into them. Such hearts resist the invitation to right relationship with our God and instead choose spiritual darkness. Jesus recalls the passage of Isaiah, which describes the reality of those who, for whatever reason, resistance, lack of readiness, and even the desire to hear, but inability to do so, is the reality. And then he praises the disciples and calls them blessed because they are seeing, hearing, and learning what others wish for and what others are unable to understand. So where does that leave us? How are we Christians seeing, hearing, and responding to the challenges of the gospel? Could we be hiding from what it asks of us and looking for a safer, easier path? I believe the invitation extended to us today is to be acutely aware of how our world is closing itself off from God. Violence, war, starvation, injustice, cruelty to earth and God's creation are signs of the resistance we hold to God's word. We need eyes to see and ears to hear and a good strong voices to call all of us to accountability. We do so because we have been blessed with the word, and we simply must proclaim it. We have everything we will ever need or want to do this. May God bless us today and always. Amen.